Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. And today we're going to continue with the Book of Psalms. This is part two. There is another midweek devotional that was done back in November that is also about the Book of Psalms. There's a lot of Psalms, so I'm dividing them into a couple of weeks and then going back and forth with the Old Testament books. So today I'm going to share with you Psalms 40. It says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, 'Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart.'" And this one is a great psalm because it begins to open up the doors for humility. So it's no longer what I want, what I need, because remember that the heart is deceitful. And if you have listened to the book series, you know that I am very interested, and I think that it's connected to all of this that I'm talking about, that when we begin to form ourselves in this environment where we're not enough, we're not good enough, there is no God in the home, and it's all about trauma and pain, we decide to, as we grow older, to seek more pleasures and desires and do the things that we couldn't do when we were younger. And at the bottom of that is seeking approval and love from our parents and seeking to find some worth in the world. And that is a completely wrong way to live, because the world cannot give you worth. You are worthy because you are. And that is something that I have to remind myself sometimes, because I was judged by what I, if I was good or not, because of what I did and how I looked, not because of who I was. And so because I was judged because of what I did or didn't do and how I looked, then what became of me was just a shadow of somebody with depression. And so I couldn't be my authentic self. And sometimes I really don't know who I am, but I don't busy myself with that anymore. What I want to do is have more of God in my life, so I don't have to even think about myself. Hence why when I talk about prayer, I say, if you are somebody like me that overthinks, that needs to control everything, and this is coming from a very traumatic place, that you need to think 5-10 steps ahead. Prayer will help you get out of the way, because usually what New Age does or what other people offer is that you should meditate, meaning that you should empty your mind. But what are you putting in your mind after you empty it? And how do you quiet your mind so much so that whatever is coming in is something that's going to stick around and that's going to help you? Now, this may help some people, but for the longest, it didn't help me. It was a tool that I could use to kind of silence myself and begin to sit with my own emotions and kind of bring them to the surface without fighting them. That was part of the healing process. But prayer is the one that guides me. That is the tool I use to shut it down and to align myself with God, because it is no longer about me and my problems. It is about God and His will. It is not about what I desire. It's about what He wants for me. And it's very tough, because I've lived my life in a very complete, in a completely different way. I wanted what I wanted, I needed what I needed, and I was going to make things happen however I wanted to make them happen, regardless of the consequences. But now I have to again humble myself and say, I am here, and I want to do your will. And I may cry and kick and scream, but I have to do the right thing, which is to get out of the way of whatever God wants for me. So instead of me focusing on something, I just say, if this is God's will, it will be done. In the meantime, let me just keep on praying, keep on reading the Bible, keep on making these episodes that really do help me get in contact with the Old Testament, which we don't really read, and, well, even the New Testament for that matter, but to kind of begin to bring in a different energy, a different vibration, if that's the language you speak. It's a different everything. Once you begin to pray, once you talk to God, the vibrations change. And you're no longer in this deep hole, sinking low. The more you open yourself up to the relationship with God, that's what He wants, the more you understand that there is something deeper, there is something bigger, there is something higher that requires us to humble ourselves. Because if we are the ones who know it all, and that is some of my super independent friends like me, then we don't need God because we already know it all. That's the devil. He knew it all. He didn't want to submit to God. That is the devil. That's pride. And you may not be coming from the energy of, oh, I am prideful. I can do it on my own. You may not want to be aligned with that energy, but you are regardless. So to submit yourself to God, to say, I put myself, my whole life, everything involved at your feet, the cross, and let your will be done. It's what Jesus did the night before he died, the night he was betrayed. If this is a cup that you want me to drink, I'll do it. But if it can pass me by, please do so. Let your will be done. He understood that, yes, we have a desire and we may not understand the purpose and we don't want to suffer. But the reality of life is that we need to submit to the one who made us because he is the one who can break us. And so it's not something that people find appealing. It's not something that we want to do because especially when you grow up, and you don't have any freedom, and now your money's coming in, you're living on your own, you begin to feel yourself a little bit, that can take you to feeling yourself too much, and you are living a sinful life. And so you get further and further away from God, and what happens is that you find that whatever you were looking for, that feeling you were looking for, it's a moment in time. You thought that, oh, I'm going to get the money, I'm going to get the car, I'm going to get the home, I'm going to get, you know, the clothes and everything, I'm going to be all set up. And then you find that even then, it's empty. Why? Because we don't have a relationship with God, because they lie to you. They told you that you needed things to be happy, when the reality is you need God to be purposeful. Life is not about happiness and joy all the time, even though you can bring joy and happiness into your life. Life is not about pleasure. Life is about purpose and serving one another. So if you don't follow God, you're not going to understand what it is to live a life of detachment. Now, you can talk about detachment, and we can sit all day talking about the identification with things and how we have to detach from certain labels. But the reality is that when you detach from everything, you become nothing. And you're not nothing. You are a child of God. God is telling you, follow me, submit to me, and I will make it work for you. But you have to trust me, and that's faith. We don't have that because we don't believe, we don't trust. It's very hard to trust an entity that we don't see. We don't see him. We don't. As in its final form, for so to speak. We can't because it goes beyond our understanding. The closest we can get to is when God became man, and that's Jesus Christ. But at the end of the day, Some people don't even believe in Jesus. So let's go straight to God as in the Father, as in its infinite image that we cannot compute. If we don't submit to someone, who are we submitting to? Let's say you submit to a man who is not a man of God. What is he making you do? What are you allowing him to poison your life? How are you allowing him to put things in your mind so that you stray away from God? And in today's culture of social media, sometimes people just want to argue. They don't even want to have a conversation about how certain things are not right. And they just are not right for your life. And so sometimes people just have to go and do the things that are going to harm them. But the good news is that God is going to be there waiting for you. That's why it says, then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. So every day and every night when you pray, God, use me as a vessel for your purposes here on earth. Use my eyes, my mouth, my ears, my mind, my body, my spirit, so that I may embody whatever purpose you have for me on earth. And I trust that every time I take a step, you are with me. And that's why I love Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. So we have to recalibrate a little bit and begin to ask questions. What is this for? What are we accumulating things for? Who are we doing it for? Well, I'm doing it for me. For what? Where are you taking it? Now, it doesn't mean that you don't buy nice things. You don't do, you know, act your tax bracket. But where is God in your life? God comes first, then the things. So that's something to think about. It says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. He wants you. He doesn't want the things. He wants you to follow him. And once you focus on him and give him your fears, anxiety, pain, even when we don't understand why things are going the way they're going, you have to trust God and believe in him. And I'm telling you, it's tough, but that's faith. How are you going to develop a relationship with God and have faith when you have not gone through the valleys? Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. You will comfort me. That's something to think about. We have life all upside down, and that's devilish. What we need to do is get ourselves together. And some people may think that it's a scam to think the second coming is real, but would you want to flip the coin and doom yourself to hell because you just wanted some pleasure on earth? I believe that God is coming. I believe that Jesus is alive. He resurrected. So he's coming back. I believe that. So if I truly believe that, then I gotta act accordingly. And some people live in this limbo, we all do, when we know that information and we truly believe that, but then we act another way, a different way, thinking that, well, you know, I'll be forgiven. Yes, you will be forgiven, probably. But would you want to toss that coin? You want to flip that? I don't. So every day is your last day. If you begin to think that way, you will make better decisions and think more about eternity than just the 80 years, if you're lucky, to live on earth. Again, this is Breakthrough, waking up to the real you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.